here on today's Lely Radio Sports page for a Spotlight Athlete segment with PCM senior basketball player Tori Lindsay. Tori, you know, today specifically going to talk about a recent accomplishment and feat that you achieved here kind of in January, surpassing 1,000 points for your career. Let's just start off our conversation, you know, just what does that milestone mean to you?
That milestone means a lot to me. You know, it's been 4 years of work now, so I just think it shows off just obviously my teammates helping me out. You know, I can't score if I don't get the ball, so them trusting me and also me just being able to have confidence in myself and keep going for that goal. Not a lot of people get that, but I just think it's really cool that I did.
You know, Coach Sam talked to her. She said, you know, this is probably something that you just got naturally. You know, it wasn't something you necessarily sought after. You know, you're unselfish with the basketball. You share the wealth with your teammates. But, you know, was this something that you had in mind throughout the season? Did you know it was on the horizon? Or what were kind of your thoughts on that?
Coming off of last year's season, I knew I was kind of close. I didn't know how much I needed. But coming into the season, I wasn't really thinking about it. I'm more so thinking of, this is my senior season. I want to go out with a bang, and I want to do every basketball game with my friends. Like, it's my last. So I was pretty much just playing every game one at a time and not really thinking about myself at the time. But I guess when it happened, I was like, oh, I got it. But I wasn't really thinking about it going into it.
You know, you've been a staple of this PCM basketball program for the last 4 years, and, you know, brought so much great things to the program, both offensively and defensively. You know, is this 1,000 points, is that kind of just, in a way to you, just a reward for all that you've given to the program?
Yeah, it is really rewarding. All those hours and early mornings, late nights, even from when I wasn't in high school, just like all that time that I've been putting in, I think it really just displays of how much dedication I really put into the sport, but yeah, it took a long time, but it was a long time coming.
Is it special to you in a way to be in company with the same feat that Addie Steenhoek was in? You know, she was a 1,000-point scorer too. You two were quite the duo on the basketball court for several years. You know, does that mean something to you a little bit?
Yeah, it does. Her getting it last year, we were all so excited for her. I was excited for her especially. But getting it this year, it was kind of different not having her with me, because all these milestones, she's been with me in all of them. But I just think it goes hand in hand of how much we put in and us going off of each other, and it was really fun playing with her.
Yeah, you being a four-sport athlete here at PCM, between the volleyball, between basketball, softball, and track and field, you know, how do those other three sports help you on the basketball court?
Well, I think volleyball, being a setter, that kind of puts me in control. I like having control. I like being content in where I'm at. So that kind of helps me with my leader position and how I can display my leadership on and off the court. Softball, it just, you know, it's a very long season. You're playing every single day. So it's a lot of determination and staying on point. So I think that helps a lot. Because basketball is also very long, it can be depriving at sometimes, you know, mental health, physically wise. And then track, it's more so just to keep me in shape. But yeah, I think they all go hand in hand with each other. They all have their benefits to help each other sport out too.
Yeah, and you know, you're at a point, as we talk right now and recording this, you guys are on 11-game win streak. You know, you have been playing really good basketball, some of the best basketball that PCM girls have probably played in the last few years, and you know, only one loss on the season. You know, what does this kind of momentum feel like for you guys where you're, you know, winning 11 games? I know Coach Sam doesn't want to focus on the win streak too much, but you're at a really good spot.
Yeah. Focusing, again, it's just one game at a time. I know we're not in postseason, but it's still surviving advance. Like, we're in conference play right now, so we're going for a conference championship before we even think about postseason. But I think we just can't get ahead of ourselves. I think it's taking that one game at a time. We focus on that game, and then after that game, win or lose, it's gone. It's done. But that one loss that we had kind of flipped a switch for us. It kind of turned something into, we don't ever want to play like that again. We don't ever want we don't want to kind of be embarrassed and humiliated. So I think that kind of drove a lot of us to keep working harder so we can keep winning those games.
Torian, with the fact that you're a senior too, you know, and there's only going to be a handful of games left to play, how do you approach each game knowing that this is your last season playing basketball for PCM?
Yeah, it's really bittersweet. I cherish every single home game. I love our community and our crowd. I love that everyone packs the gym for boys and girls. It's even away games, everyone travels and they make the commute to come support us. And just every single game, I just look around and see everyone there. And it's just really, it's sad that this journey has kind of coming to a close. I hope it stands out for a little bit longer, but it's just kind of, it's sad, but it's also heartwarming knowing that we still have everybody supporting us.
Well, Tori, congrats on 1,000 points. Congrats on a great season so far, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
That's been Tori Lindsay, PCM basketball senior, joining us on today's Lady Radio Sports page.